Welcome to the Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast, a space for people with open hearts and minds who are on a journey of expanding consciousness. My name is Marta, and I will be sharing with you my conscious healing journey. Additionally, with my best friend Anna, we'll be exploring the great conscious transformation happening in the world. Join us on an adventure of learning the new ways of being and building bridges across the many concepts that truly need connection as we are building a better world for all beings. And let's learn together how to embrace our humanity with all of its ups and downs so that we can have as good life as possible. Hello, my dear friends and strangers. Welcome to Weaving Web of Consciousness podcast. Today we are going to talk about undepressing yourself. So I have already recorded an episode around coming out of the dark place. That's episode number 7. You are very welcome to visit that episode for some inspiration on the ways how to get yourself out of that very dark place, whether that's a burnout or breakdown or depression or whatever that dark place is for you. There is some good inspiration there. And I recorded that episode end of July, and it was just before my journey to the Amazon rainforest, where I have experienced the revival of my life force. So I went to this amazing, wonderful place on earth where I could really, really experience how it is to feel myself again, how to really experience life and be my whole self again. It's quite remarkable how big of a shift it was in the way I felt with myself when being there. And yes, many people experience that when going to the Amazon rainforest, when having that absolute opportunity and being on such an adventure and being together with the indigenous people and maybe an amazing group of people like I had the pleasure to be with. So it makes a lot of sense that you can come back to yourself, you can recharge, revive, experience that receiving of the balm for your soul, because it's like a tonic for your soul. It's like a medicine that gives you that kind of an instant healing. And then when I came back home, the first couple of weeks, I could really feel that I am bringing that with myself. I could really feel that I am integrating that experience and embodying that experience. And the circumstances have not changed in my life, and I could feel different about them, which was an amazing experience and very, very valuable. And then after a couple of weeks, I started to experience that slowly, very, very slowly, little by little every day, my life force started to trickle down, and I started to experience more and more of those feelings of hopelessness, helplessness, senselessness. And it was a great exploration, a great period to come from this place of renewal, feeling really, really well in my body, in my mind, in my soul, like having that experience of feeling really, really well, being renewed, refreshed, recharged, and experience where exactly am I giving my power away? Where exactly am I giving my life force away? What are those specific points, specific areas where I am experiencing that lowering of the general, I would say, the frequency of my energy? You know, I was on a higher level of energy in general, higher frequencies in general, and then I could experience going more and more and more and more into the lower frequencies and spending more time again in the lower frequencies. So that is a very valuable lesson where you can identify so precisely the areas that drain your energy. I mean, that's so great. However, today I wanted to talk to you about two amazing inspirations that have entered my life in the recent period when working with the natural healing of, let's call it depression for now, the natural healing of staying in a lower vibration for longer periods of time. So the first one is Dr. Gabor Mate. Dr. Gabor Mate is a really well-known person bringing a very refreshed view on disease and dysfunctions in our societies and the roots of disease. And he has a number of great books and talks and really worthwhile exploring and seeing what resonates with you, with his teachings. I specifically wanted to bring his view on where depression comes from. And the second part is Pita Kelly. She's an author of a couple of books. The book that I am reading right now is called Earth is Hiring. And she has a very cool concept of unkinking your hose. So today I wanted to talk to you about undepressing yourself as inspired by Dr. Gabor Mate and unkinking your hose as inspired by Pita Kelly. So Dr. Gabor Mate, in a short interview with Louis Hose in the School of Greatness podcast, he expresses his view on depression. And the way I understand it, the way it landed with me, is that depression is not a disease. The source of depression comes from pressing down, suppressing emotions, and it has its roots in childhood. So it's great. And he explores that in much more detail in his books. So definitely, if something resonates with you, it's worthwhile reading about it. However, I found it really, really, it moved something in me because I believe that the source of words and that it's often so wise. There is so much wisdom in so many words and that we call it depression. And his take on it, that depression is pressing down, depressing emotions. And that it has a source in childhood because many of us have been raised in families, in circumstances where emotions were not only not embraced or not welcome, but we were punished for having emotions. We were denied our most biological, natural needs. So children have a need of connection, of attachment with their caregiver. If an emotion comes, it can feel like a lot in the body, right? And you are a small human being that is still learning how to work with that emotion. If your parent not only cannot help you with that, cannot be present with you as you are experiencing that, doesn't have what it takes to actually help you through it, that's one part, you know. If they can at least stand it to be with you there, that's already great. They can witness you in your emotion. But many of us were raised with parents who did not have that kind of capacity, who did not have that kind of skills. And also the guidance was to send children away. So if you experienced any emotion of, for example, anger or frustration, that was called misbehaving, right? That was called you are naughty, you're misbehaving, go to your room, right? So go to your room is deal with your emotions on yourself, is receive punishment for having emotions, and it is also cutting off the connection that is life-giving for a small human, right? So a small human believes and feels that parents or caregivers are the source of love. Perhaps there are some children that do remember that the source of love comes from within. I'm sure there are these kind of special humans. I have met some people that told me they have been able to preserve that knowing that their love comes from their own inner source, that they are always connected to the source of love and they knew how to experience it in their bodies. That's fantastic. I do, however, suspect that most of us have a very strong belief that the source of love comes from our parents. So if you have that experience and you're being punished for having emotions, of course, you're going to do everything you can to suppress those emotions so that you can re-establish the connection with your parents. So looking at depression as many years of pressing down emotions in order to ensure connection with our caregivers, with our loved ones, that actually really have touched something inside of me. I have shared previously that I have never seen myself as a depressive kind of person and have never experienced depressive states until my very late 30s, close to 40s. So that was also a very new concept for me and very difficult to imagine that it could have source in childhood. If it had source in childhood, that should come out earlier, right? That was my thinking. However, I started to work more and more with this pressing pressure and experiencing some pressure pressing inside my body. And I have really started to observe myself because that's the best way, right? The body will tell you the truth. That's definitely something I believe. So really being curious about it and experiencing the pressure in my body. And after not expressing an emotion, going into that kind of, let's call it depressive state. And then working with, okay, so what if I am able to express that emotion? And of course, looking for better and better and more constructive ways of expressing my emotions. Actually experiencing relief in my body and the lifting. So thinking about depression as pressed down emotions and as potentially there may be sources of it in childhood. So there may be years of suppressed emotions from childhood and that kind of a cleanup might take some time, as well as looking into how well am I able to express, meaning press externally, undepress, maybe it's a better way. I mean, expression is a good word, yeah? And of course, here it's not great expressing in terms of being violent towards others, right? So I'm not talking about scenarios where we are expressing our anger by screaming at other people. It's not necessarily constructive, right? However, expressing the emotions. Yeah, and finding those ways. How can I do that for myself? Like, how can I work with it daily? And here I have shared with you a few different ways that I am doing that. There is a possibility to use something that is available for absolutely everyone, absolutely everywhere and every time in our life, meaning the best possible way, which is using your breath work. So breathing out is actually naturally releasing something out of our body, right? So breath work here, and especially conscious breath work, can be an amazing way to work with expressing. There can be different types of healing and therapy. People can find the right way for themselves here. But daily taking care of emotions and making sure that the energy can be expressed. And the best with presence of love and compassion, because that is the healing component, right? Applying love and compassion. So taking care of and depressing daily, both what is happening with us in our everyday life, as also potentially that kind of a bigger emotional decluttering from emotions that might be pressed down from previous years of our lives and from childhood. So that really spoke to me. It feels so logical. It feels so natural and true when I hear it. The second part of undepressing that I have found inspiring is the work of Pita Kelly and Unkinking Your Hose. So I really love it because I experience that sense of life force, life energy flowing through me in my adventure in the Amazon rainforest. And that is how Pita Kelly describes like our inner hose. So think about a garden hose that is inside of you, that is your tap to the life force, is your tap of light, life energy, whatever you like to call it. And when it is straight, you have a very good flow of that energy, like the hose in the garden. If it is straight, unkinked, you have a very good flow of water. However, if the hose gets kinked, it becomes slightly more difficult to get the water through, right? If it is really kinked and if it is kinked in many places, you might not get almost any water through, right? And if you kink it enough, you don't get any water whatsoever. So I could really experience that since I have come back from my journey so clearly. I could so clearly see those areas where I am interacting with certain circumstances, certain people, certain situations, how the flow of my life force, my life energy is becoming smaller. And sometimes my body is actually so kind to give me very clear responses. So I have experienced that. For example, I am going to a meeting to talk about my child's situation, my child's very difficult situation that has been very difficult for years. And I know that there will be many parties that I will be talking to. I know I will have to do it in Danish, which is my fourth language and which is not the language of my heart. I don't feel at home in that language. It's not the language where I feel I can express my true self. So I am walking, I'm feeling quite good, and I remember that I'm gonna have to go to that meeting the next day, and the response from my body is so clear that I lose my balance for a moment. Like I feel dizzy. I feel like I lose my balance for a little while and I have a difficulty breathing. So just thought of having to participate in that meeting creates such a response in my body. So just to give you an example that the body can communicate very clearly, which are those circumstances, situations, places that kink your hose. So Pita Kelly, that's exactly what she's talking about, you know, like, okay, where is your hose kinked? Because for me, the state of depression, the state of very low frequency, very low energy level over a longer period of time, you know, one thing is those pressed down, depressed emotions. Another thing is the lack of flow of life force. So that's what I have discovered for myself. Like one thing is to work through all the emotions and feelings and traumas and so on that have been stored in my body, that have been depressed, suppressed in my body. That's one line of work. And the other line of work is how to untap my life force, how to allow for a better and better flow of my life energy. So it's really a great approach from Pita Kelly. So down to earth, fun, and really, again, just simply so true and honestly quite simple. in the best possible in the best possible way. So where does the kinking comes from? Well, it comes from not living in alignment with our true selves. It's coming from not living our own lives, but maybe living the life that our parents wanted us to have, or expectations from society, or, you know, stuff like some of us might know something about, like people pleasing and having a lot of obligations. And yeah, so what do you do? Like, how do you approach that? And this is where Peter Kelly says, you know, list all things, people and commitments in your life that are kink in your hose. And to me, it was so simple. Very, very easily identified all those areas where my hose is kinked. And I think if you give yourself a little bit of time, you might be very aware of it. You might need to have some time to observe yourself, play a little detective, take a little notebook with yourself and spend some time noting down every situation, every experience, every meeting where you could feel the energy, you know, going away and the energy disappearing on you, feeling depleted, feeling tired, feeling maybe depressed or something like that, right? So write down all those kinks and then you might find out some small things like scrolling. You know, this is where you lose a lot of your energy and you might discover big things like your work. You might discover that this is really something that is kink in your hose. Or it could be your relationship with your parents, with your closest family. It could be your romantic relationship. And yeah, and that's where the real work begins. So if you identify a big amount of kinks, some small, some medium, some bigger, you might have a pretty good map of what's going on in your life and why your life force is not flowing greatly on you. Yeah, and you might need to take some difficult decisions if you want to unkink your hose. You know, one thing is changing your circumstances, identifying there is a person that is really, really related to quite a big kink on your, in your hose. Can you cut that person off? Or is it purely the inner work that you have to, or you decide to work on yourself so that the relationship to that person changes? That's the never ending question. That's the ultimate question. In which circumstances a relationship, a situation can be changed by changing your approach, your perspective, and when is it toxic enough to actually be that place where the best possible decision is to cut that person off? I mean, only you can answer that for yourself, and it's not always very easy, especially if it is family members, right? That can be really quite something. So yeah, this has been a source of my inspiration, a source of my great, great learning, observation, and really, really finding ways to undepress and to unkink my hose. And yeah, that's quite something. However, I am fully dedicated to fully healing those sources of depressive states. So yeah, I will keep on going. I hope that this has been inspiring, that you have found something in it for yourself. I deeply recommend Peter Kelly's book, Earth is Hiring. And the book from Dr. Gabor Mate, that is, I mean, he has many books. So I'm sure that he talks about those things in several of them. However, I would say that the book that definitely worthwhile reading is The Myth of Normal. That is one that I am reading myself by Gabor Mate and Daniel Mate. And yeah, I would love to hear from you. And please let me know what would you like to hear more about and what are your thoughts? What have you discovered for yourself? And have a wonderful rest of the day. I wish you deepest levels of connection with yourself, highest levels of very, very straight, unkinked hose that allows you to access your life force, your light, your energy as much as humanly possible, and very, very successful and depressing. That's all for today. Thank you so much. Bye.